Act 2, Scene 5.
Happy in your work, are you?
Yeah, sure.
It's my business what's in my handbag.
She's only doing her job.
Oh, they make you feel guilty just by...
Look, it ain't you that's locked up here, is it?
Might as well be.
Why? What's the matter, Miss Shaw?
Maury's not happy. Says I should have kept her in line.
You did most of the time.
Did I?
Come on, God loves a tryer.
God might, but he don't.
Ruth.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
How do you think?
A bit well.
Do I?
Yes, she looks well, don't she?
Well, give her the bag, then.
It's only a sewing kit. Little stuffed animals, lions and bears. Well, a sort of bear, but when what children don't know, don't hurt them.
Thank you.
Not your children, I mean.
No.
Passes the time, don't it? Needle work.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So, you're eating and sleeping?
They're giving me something to help.
Do you need books or...?
I have a Bible.
Oh, good.
Desmond brings romantic fiction and chocolates and flowers.
In here?
He means well, I suppose.
Yes, he does. He does.
At least you can wear your own clothes.
For now.
And cosmetics, I see.
The governor's progressive.
We wondered, Miss Shaw. We said, well, it wouldn't be Ruth without all of her, would it?
I'd frighten the visitors, yes.
You've had quite a few, so I'm told.
Family and friends.
Andy?
He's been told I'm in Italy.
Italy? Nice.
Modelling swimwear.
That's not to worry the boy, eh, Miss Shaw?
Has Diana been in?
Diana?
Doors.
And your toiletries, that sort of thing, nightgown and underwear?
Doris, I'm very well cared for.
Of course, dear. You got what you want, ain't you?
Miss Shaw, I told you.
Front page, Women's Mirror, My Love and Hate by Ruth Ellis.
I don't see the papers.
We don't have a choice. We, the bores, the drunks, the have-been and never-will-be celebrities.
Now then, I don't think we ought to...
The lonely, jealous men at the bar.
I didn't say that.
We'll have no business left at this rate.
They make it all up.
Do they? Your camera club photos are real, and the News of the World says they print them.
Let them. It can't hurt me now.
Or your ma, or your kids, because you've made it. You're famous at last.
The girls send their love from the little.
That's nice.
Lottie's had all her top teeth taken out with a new set. They're calling her Donkey.
Poor dear.
Have you made any friends here? Your cellmate, perhaps?
It ain't Butlins.
I'm in the hospital wing.
With the lunatics?
No.
Only a woman could understand my state of mind. Well, not this one.
That's enough now, Miss Shaw.
They're her words, not mine. Only a woman who led a similar life to mine could understand why I was irresistibly compelled to do what I did.
Like I told you.
Irresistibly compelled? Who do you know that talks like that?
No one.
I'd sue them.
How can I? They pay my defence.
They what?
Who?
The Daily Mirror. They did it for Heath, Haig and Christie.
They're murderers.
Doris, she shot a man 6 times.
4 times? One missed, one bounced off a pavement and it...
Yes, we know.
And I'm very sorry for that.
You weren't in your right mind. You've told your legal man that.
I told him the Finlaters drove us apart. How they hated me so much they hired a nanny to lure him away.
Ruth, that's not...
It is! I watched and I waited.
So that's why you shot him? For some silly girl?
But he stayed with the Findlaters.
Forget the Findlaters. Who bloody gave you a gun, eh? Who gave you a gun in my club?
Doris? Will you go and see him?
Who?
Who?
In the Chapel of Rest. Take carnations.
See...
Red ones. Make sure they're treating him well.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Ruth, I don't know.
You're in Holloway, dear. Not Hollywood, Holloway. Them bleeding bullets were real.
I accept what I've done.
Well, I don't.
Look, I know you're upset.
I'm upset with you. I'm upset you shot a man dead because not one of them's worth what you're facing. Not one.
It's been a shock to us all, Ruth. A terrible shock.
Who taught you how to look after yourself, eh? Who showed you the rules of the game?
You did.
So why didn't you come to me? Why?
It's hard to recall.
Well, you better start trying, because you're in one hell of a mess.
Ruth, I found you a poem.
A what?
I copied it down.
Dear God.
Thought it might ease your mind.
She don't need a poem, she needs...
You're not in Reading, but still.
Doris!
For each man kills the thing he loves, yet each man does not die.
You know it.
But I'm not a man, am I?
And that's why they'll spare you. They won't. Not women. They won't, Miss Shaw, will they?
I've got a club to run. For the time being, at least.
Just stay a minute.
I don't care for being closed in.
Of course. Thank you for coming. Sylvie?
I thought I'd seen it all. Suppose I have now.
The papers. I had no idea. I didn't think.
You girls never do.
Well, sometimes that's for the best. But forgive me.
It's done now, ain't it?
And thank you for all you... for Vicky and I.
I did nothing.
She's with us, you know. She's here now.
Don't turn in on yourself. Do you hear me?
I won't.
Keep.
What?
You sure? Morrie be damned.
Beg your pardon?
When you get out, you got a job and a room. However, whenever. All right?
Yes.
I'll see you. I'll see you.
She was right about David. You all were. But so was I.
What do you mean?
He carried a flag and a veil from the pub. It ran down the hill where he bled. Quite a sight to be left with. A foaming great river of red.
You're not to blame for this, Ruth.
Then who is?
A man in the newspaper says it's society.
I've never been part of society. I've always relied on myself.
The Times and the Telegraph write of you too. I'm keeping the cuttings.
That's nice.
I'll do all that's necessary. Go to the chapel, the police, I'll get you whatever you need.
Yes, peroxide.
Peroxide?
I can't go to court with my roots.
But shouldn't you perhaps...
What?
Look more like you're sorry?
I'm not.
Ruth.
It's the Old Bailey, dear. Wouldn't you?